Welcome to The Gospel According to a Sitcom Writer. I'm a little bit excited because this is one of my favourite chapters of the book with one of my favourite characters in the Bible. That character is Rhoda. Hope you enjoy this one. Rude interruptions. You can't fight in here. This is the war room. President Merkin Muffley, Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch is a very strange passage of scripture in many ways, but the sitcom writer in me is more drawn to the extraordinary account of Peter's miraculous release from prison in Acts 12. There's a moment reminiscent of that moment in Dr. Strangelove when a fight breaks out in the war room, as quoted above. Here, a prayer meeting for Peter's miraculous release from jail is rudely interrupted by Peter banging at the door. In this part of Acts, King Herod has just killed John's brother James. Realising this was a vote winner, despite being king, Herod has Peter thrown in jail. He is guarded by four squads of four soldiers, so no one is very optimistic about Peter's chances of escape. And so the early church holds a prayer vigil, which turns out to be surprisingly effective. Peter's time to die for the faith has not yet come. So here is the elongated, non-canonical version of the incident with Peter, the angel, and a servant girl called Rhoda. Early manuscripts do not include the following. Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains. Guards in front of the door kept the prison. And with that many big blokes in such a tight confined space, there was a bad smell. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the cell. Peter continued to sleep. "Peter, stand up quickly," said the angel.
"No, Mum," said Peter. "I have to eat all the marmalade."
"What?" said the angel.
"But there's not enough toast. I need more toast."
Realising that Peter was still asleep, the angel struck him on the side and woke him up, saying, "Stand up quickly." His chains fell off his hands. The angel said to him, "Get dressed and put on your sandals." He did so. The angel said to him, "Put on your cloak and follow me." And he went out and followed him. Peter didn't know that what was being done by the angel was real. He thought he was still dreaming.
"Wait," said Peter, "am I on my way to sit an exam I've not revised for, and when I turn over the paper it's blank, and I pick up my pen and it turns into a marshmallow?"
"No," said the angel.
"Hang on," said Peter. "Any minute now Mr. Collins, my PE teacher, is going to turn up dressed as a ballerina, but at least he'll have all the marmalade that I need." "This is not a dream," said the angel.
When they were past the first and the second guard, they came to the iron gate that leads into the city, which opened to them by itself.
"Cool," said Peter.
They went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. When Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I truly know that the Lord has sent out his angel and delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from everything the Jewish people were expecting. And no sign of Mr. Collins and the marmalade. Result!" Simon, who was called Peter, came to the house of Mary, not that Mary, the mother of John, who was called Mark, which is all very confusing when you're still half asleep. There were many gathered together, praying. When Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer.
"Hello," said Peter.
"Peter, is that really you?" said Rhoda with delight. She recognised Peter's voice, but she didn't open the gate for joy. Instead, she ran in and reported that Peter was standing in front of the gate.
"Yes, it's me. Hello," said Peter. "Fugitive on the run here, standing in the street, worried about guards, with swords coming any minute."
Rhoda said to those who'd been praying, "Peter is at the door."
"Isn't it a gate?" said James.
Not the James who was dead, this was another James.
"Not now," said one of the elders, who hushed everyone, saying they were at prayer.
But Rhoda was insistent. They said to her, "Look, there is no way Peter can be at the door. He's in jail, remember? We should know because we're praying for his release."
"Can you hear what you're saying?" said Rhoda. "Peter is at the door."
"That will be his angel."
"His angel, who sounds exactly like Peter," said Rhoda.
"Yeah, because that's a thing."
"There's no need to be like that," they said. "Anyway, if you're so sure it's Peter, why didn't you let him in?"
"That's a good point," said Rhoda. "I don't know.
May we remind you that we have received apostolic teaching, so we should know that..."
"Sorry, there's an infernal knocking sound. Rhoda, make it go away."
Rhoda went and opened the door and the gate, and they saw him and were amazed.
Peter said, "Tell these things to James and to the brothers, and that I was standing here for ages and you didn't let me in."
"Why don't you come in?" they said. But he departed and went to another place. This is not the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hope you enjoyed that. As I said last time, I don't know how long this podcast is going to be here and how long it's going to be free for, or for how long it is going to be free, I should say. So why not be safe and forward it to your friends, relatives, neighbours, enemies, and anyone you think would benefit from hearing this in some way. That's very easy to do. Go onto your podcast player and click share, and I'm sure there are lots of ways of doing that. That would also help me out. So why don't you get on and do that? Otherwise, I'll speak to you next time. Cheerio.